With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Europe is responding to President Trump's decision to pull out thousands of U.S. troops from Germany following a spat with its chancellor.
European leaders say President Donald Trump's decision to pull thousands of U.S. troops out of Germany came as a surprise, but is further proof that they must take care of their own security. Speaking at a summit in Armenia, Norway's Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre told reporters,
"Straight that, because I think we are expecting that Europe is taking more charge of its own security."
The Pentagon announced last week that 5,000 troops would leave, but Trump said Saturday the number would be much higher. He offered no reason for the move, which blindsided NATO. I'm Karen Shamas.
A plane hits a light pole in New Jersey.
The NTSB investigating how a United flight about to land at Newark Airport hit a bakery delivery truck and light pole, which then hit a Jeep on the New Jersey Turnpike Sunday, according to state police. After landing, you can hear air traffic control talk to crews on the ground about damage to the plane.
They felt something over the threshold, and there's a hole in the side of the airplane. So I'm going to get you on the runway here in a moment. They said it was right at the threshold.
That audio, courtesy ATC.com. United Flight 169 from Venice, Italy, had 221 passengers and 10 crew aboard. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. military says it fired on Iranian forces and sank six small boats as it moved to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The United Arab Emirates said it had come under attack from Iran on Monday. Worries about oil sent stocks lower. The Dow was down by 557 points. The Nasdaq dropped 46. The S&P 500 lower by 29. Oil around $105 a barrel. This is SRN News. Religious radio has a major presence in much of the U.S.
According to a new study by the Pew Research Center, Christian stations are most common in the Southeast. 87% of the geographic area of that region is served by at least one local religious broadcaster. 76% of the Midwest is in the same situation, as is 78% of the Northeast, a region where faith is more obviously on the wane. However, only 38% of the West is served by at least one Christian radio station. Michael Harrington reporting.
Latin American voters see a role for religion in government. There are several presidential elections taking place in Central and South America this year, and a new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that in each of those nations, about two-thirds of voters say they want a president who will defend their religious beliefs. A similar percentage also say the Bible should be the basis for their laws. This is SRN News. Rising tensions in the Middle East impact Wall Street.
Stocks pulled back from their record highs on Wall Street while crude oil prices jumped following escalations in the Middle East. The S&P 500 fell 0.4% Monday. The Dow lost 557 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.2%. Stocks turned lower after the United Arab Emirates, an ally of the U.S., said it came under attack by Iran for the first time since the ceasefire took hold in early April. Brent crude rose almost 6% to about $114 a barrel. Brent was trading at about $70 a barrel before the war started. Seth Sutel, New York.
Seven countries in the OPEC Plus grouping of oil-producing countries, including Saudi Arabia and Russia, say they've decided to a modest increase in production starting in June. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.